This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. It's why we can't have nice things. And lately, the, I don't want to call it time-honored tradition, but the old-school tradition, one of the childhood pranks of ding-dong ditch, you know, running, ringing the doorbell late at night, and then running away and just messing with your neighbors and stuff. That's taken certainly different turns, dark turns, here stateside. And homeowners in Germany across the pond thought that they were being the victims of teenagers repeatedly ringing their doorbells. This happened in Bavaria.
Oh, as it does.
Yeah, which I hear is lovely. So this whole city block calls police to investigate. They're ringing our doorbells at nights, all the time. So the police show up, and they find the culprit. And it turns out it was a slug.
Ooh.
Snail-like slug that had been sliding up and down the doorbell plates, going across them one by one, just on its slug-like travels, leaving behind slime and ringing the doorbells. The Germans, they're living, thought it was a bell prank, or as they call it, the Klingelstreich.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything in Germany has a fun name that doesn't sound fun at all.
Dum, 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 dum.
Klingelstreich.
There's a lot of things to argue about in marriage, but what to name your little bouncing baby bundle of joy? That can get sparky. A couple in Shanghai are headed to Splitsville because they just couldn't agree about what to call their child for well over a year.
Whoa.
Courts then ordered the duo to cooperate so the little one could get a birth certificate. For more on this one, you can look for him on Dr. Phil in about 18 years.
Yeah. Bet what else they couldn't agree on. This sounds like a match.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's true love.
For whatever their name is, kid. Let us go. Our video of the day comes from TikTok and American influencer Brittany Zylo.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't click like and subscribe?
She's so Zylo.
Well, her and her friend were going to France. Nice, France. Which I hear is Nice this time of year. Somehow, though, and I don't understand how this happens in the world and planes in which we live in, they ended up on a different flight. Not to Nice, but...
Wait, wait, where is this going? This is...
Tunisia, in Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Yeah. Tunisia?
You are going to France?
Is that where this is going?
Where's
Tunisia?
Where's Tunisia? That would be in Africa.
Yes, that's not France.
Dum, 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 dum.
Wee, wee.
You know how everyone on TikTok thinks that they're a medical expert without training or school? Well, fear not. We've got the live version out of Lake Mary, Florida. Joseph Kinney was arrested on Monday after a hiring manager discovered he was pretending to be a nurse, but actually had his license revoked back in 2022 and was using someone else's on the application. Undercover officers popped him when he showed up to an interview. He's now facing a variety of charges, but this isn't exactly new. He's previously been charged with driving under the influence, diverting drugs from his employer, and unprofessional conduct.
Well, sounds like he knows the industry, though.
Dum, 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 dum.
What?
So Florida.
Had the shoes. Well, we go to Splendora, Texas. That's just northeast of the Houston area. And this guy didn't want to get up off the couch, but he had business to do. So he called an Uber driver to take some of the things off his to-do list, such as an Uber Eats driver picking up his drugs. The Uber driver had suspected something was wrong after he took this package and then just went to a police station instead of the customer's house.
Excuse me.
In there, they found meth, all sorts of cartridges. The man was arrested when he arrived to collect his order.
Dum, 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 dum.
And so Uber drivers, speaking of which, they may be good for getting things from one place to another, but are also handy for labor and delivery. A woman in Wayne County, Michigan, was enjoying a ride when she popped into labor. Poor Maggie Watley had to stop the car and help in the delivery department. Baby Grace was born in the front seat, and I'm thinking that's going to be extra. Yeah. That is an extra fee.
They did charge her for the extra rider. I thought it was a little too soon.
Uh-uh.
And then finally, I don't understand the world of private investigators. I think it's really fascinating. But here is one private investigator that was, she was hired as a private PI to follow somebody's husband. Because the husband had been coming home late. See, the husband was like clockwork. He'd get off work at 5 and always be home at about 5:30. But the past 2 weeks, Heather, like 3 days out of the week, he's coming in at 6:15.
Whoa.
The wife is...
no way, mister.
Yeah, more than just side-eye. And so she just hires a PI.
Yeah.
PI tails the guy. Copious notes. Hot on his tail. Gets the story. In fact, here is the private investigator on what the husband has been doing.
Day one, he went to McDonald's, got a little hamburger, parked to the side, ate it, and then went home. On day two, he grabbed a little sandwich, was sucking his little fingers, ate his sandwich, and then went home. Day three, I'm going to call this man Tom. Tom decided to go through Taco Bell drive-thru, eat his taco, and then went home. Up to the client, let her know. I said, girl, the only thing he's cheating on is his diet. She's like, he is supposed to be watching this cholesterol.
He is supposed to be watching his cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guy.
You in trouble, dumb.
Yeah, but you probably want to
run.
After 2 weeks.
Dumb.
Oh.